Authorities say they've broken up a drug trafficking organization that sold heroin and cocaine throughout western Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Vermont. One of the three men arrested in the last few weeks after what Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni described as a complicated and lengthy investigation allegedly set up a major heroin distribution operation from a residence in Chicopee while under house arrest and wearing an electronic monitoring device.
So my frustration is extraordinary at this point.
22-year-old Jonathan Acevedo, 29-year-old Jonathan Rivera, and 20-year-old John Carlos Rios Rivera, all of Springfield, were arrested as a result of a months-long investigation by the Massachusetts State Police, Springfield Police, and other local police departments. At a press conference Monday, Galluni described Acevedo as a gang member with a long history of violent crimes. After an arrest in 2018, Acevedo was ordered held without bail for 120 days after a so-called dangerousness hearing, but he was later released on $36,000 bail and ordered to remain in home confinement with an electronic monitoring device.
Mr. Acevedo is a repeat and violent offender, and despite our best efforts, despite the best efforts of the police officers within the Springfield Police Department, the troopers with the state police, Mr. Acevedo remained out to continue to sell drugs and to further the crisis that we find ourselves in of addiction and overdose deaths across this region.
Galluni, who said his office had requested bail of $100,000, has endorsed state legislation championed by Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno that would give prosecutors the right to appeal a court's bail decision.
The ability to appeal a decision like that by the Commonwealth would have come in handy. Hypothetically, it's something we would have done in this case, given the significance of Mr. Acevedo's criminal history.
The bill proposed by Sarno and sponsored by Democratic State Representative Angelo Pupulo of Springfield has failed to advance to a vote on the House floor in the last two legislative sessions. Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot said the arrest of Acevedo could have a big impact on the heroin trade in the city.
We work on the street level dealers all the time, but here's a guy that we know is contributing to most of our problems, so I hope he stays away for a while this time.
Seized by police as part of the investigation were more than 25,000 bags of heroin and an automatic pistol. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.